You have the Shulchan Aruch, Yossi?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to just start with the following. And it's also said two reasons why we have 12 lines, right? What was the first reason we're going to have? A gematria. And that get is 12. And the second reasoning was corresponding to the hefsik in the lines in the svarim and the chumash. So I wanted you to I had you bring that sefer. Your sefer. I wanted you to. I'm sorry I didn't tell you before. No, it's all right. It's all right. Let's just begin like this, okay? We have two different reasons quoted. It's okay. I didn't tell you. It's my fault. Tosfos writes. What did you say? No, the Kuntzus Shishurim is accent. It's okay. Okay, so we have Tosfos had two days as to why we have 12. One was gematria, and the other was because of the Sforim and the Chumash, the lines. So Rav Kusman was a great Gaon, Rashiv in Eretz Yisrael, and Vilna, and Dayan, and in America, the Kuntzus Shishurim, wants to point out that he thinks that the nafkamina between the two lines of Tosfos, between the 2 days of Tosfos, are, in Shulchan Aruch, there are 2 days in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet in the Ramah. If you add on a line or you decrease a line, and if you wrote the get not on 12 lines, but let's say 11 or 13, what's the din in such a case? So there's 2 days in the Ramah. One day it says it's Basel, and one day it says that it's Kosher. And the day that says it's Pasul, it's only Pasul in a situation where it's not Iguna. But if it's going to be an Iguna case, we won't be able to write up a new gap, then we'll be making. Okay, it's 2 days. I believe it was at Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. I forgot to bring the Sefer in. Okay? So he wants to claim that these 2 days in the Ramah, please get it, are dependent upon the 2 days in Tosfos. If it's a Gematria, so a Gematria is always a Chumra. It's not going to be Ba'akev. Mishnah says in others, Parparos L'chachma. If, however, it's corresponding to the Svarim, the lines in the Svarim, then it could be Likuva, and maybe the get would be puzzled. It's not a situation of Iguna. So I want you to get that Nafkamina. The Rav Kusman points out in the Sefer that the Nafkamina between the 2 days in Tosfos is, if it's Gematria, then it's only L'chumra, and if it's corresponding to the lines in the Sefer, then L'maisa would be a K'pasul, unless it's a situation with Guna where you cannot write up a new get, let's say the husband left, and you won't be able to get it again. So that's a very interesting Nafkamina that I wanted to quote to you, and it's a Ramah. I believe it's Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. We'll check on Sunday to check the Siman. Okay? That's a very interesting din that he wants to say as a Nafkamina. Number 2 point I just want to mention is he also pointed out Shulta Giburim that points out it's the first one. The Shulta Giburim is on the Daf Arif Alfamaf Daf Os Aleph. He quotes the Smach that he says, you know why we write 12 lines? We write 12 lines. The Yeshorim Mishim Nechsiv Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Does anyone remember what parsha that's in? That's in Bereishis, right? Zeh Sefer told us Adam. These are the generations of Adam. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. And what is Zeh in Gematria? 12. And it says Zeh, it's referring to it being a Sefer. It says Zeh Sefer told us Adam. So Zeh is next to a Sefer. So a Sefer should be what? 12. And therefore, that's another limud. I think we have now 4 different limudim than we had total, right? We had either it's a gematria, we either had that was based on a different sefer Torah, we had that there was some stone, right? That and then we said that the heter of the shvatim, maybe this is a 5th shot already. Remember we said the heter of the shvatim, she's wanted to marry anyone now. There's like a 5th shot that Zeh, the word Zeh, we have that in the Gemara Krisis, that Zeh is also 12 by the 12th Rugin of Shem. Gemara has a Krisis that the Lashon of Zeh is a Gematria 12. So I want you to get that as well. And also just to point out that the Melech Shlomo quoted the Tosa Shans from Yushami that the word get also means break. Yushami uses a Lashon that mice, not only do they eat things, they break, they destroy things. That's why the Gemara says in Hurrius, mice are not good animals. Gemara writes in Hurrius because they just destroy people's clothes. So it's not only does it break, it means, it not only does it mean destroyed or severed, it means they actually breaks. So that's the two points that I wanted to begin with regarding this. The Shulta Giburim was the second point. First point was the two days in the Ramah. Yeah, go ahead, Seth, real quick. Zeth Sefer told us Adam. Adam. Yeah.
So that means that just means that the minimum number that the Sefer should be 12?
I don't minimum, that's what the Sefer is. For a get, it's got to be exactly 12. For other stars, maybe not that way. But it says known as a Sefer. It says in the Torah that Nasan La Sefer Krisis Vayada. It says Sefer Krisis, referring to a get. So we say that get means 12. Okay? All right. Very good. Okay, let's begin now from where we gave in the Marmakaitis. Okay. We mentioned yesterday that there were three shittas in the Mishnah as to regarding grounds for divorce. And it's interesting, you have Beishamet, Beisil, and you have also Rebbe Kiva. The three shittas presented in the Mishnah grounds for divorce. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, how does the Rambam paskin on this day? Rambam paskins, it's very interesting, because the Rambam Perigud al-Chabalot seems to say like Beishamai. He says you can only divorce her if she was Mizanet. But then he says, if you're going to divorce her, he says, don't speed yourself to divorce her. This is Perigud al-Chabalot. Well, you saw the Mishav a title of Gorsha Lotia Yoshev Stachto, Shamcho the title of Gorsha, Loya Gorsh, Adam Ishta Rishon, Alan Kane, Matsaba Irvas Dover, Shanemar, Ki Matsaba Irvas Dover, the Gormer, then Rahui Lamahir, Lashalech Ishta Rishon, Avashim, Sonny Shachem. So it's very bizarre. I mean, on one hand, he says he holds like Beishabat. You call him in Gorsha if she's Mizana, and then he says, but it's not fitting to quicken. To send her away. What do you mean it's not fitting to send her away? She's Mizana, he should quickly send her away. No. So I'm sorry. So that's Lewaisa, very, very difficult. Very difficult. So I think what you have to say, the Rambam and the Parish Mishnayos here in the back of getting passes like Beisil, not like Beishamai. So maybe he's saying I hold like Beishamai, and if you hold like Beishamai, of course, but I also hold like Beisil, right? If you hold like Beisil for tree, you hold like Beishamai, right? Far here, maybe even more. So it could be the Rambam holds like Beisil, Poshim Shah, but it also could be, number two, Tosus and Dafsadi Manaf the bottom switches the Gersa, then instead of Beishamai, it was Beisil, so I want you to get that too as well. Maybe the Rambam had that Gersa, okay? Maybe the Rambam had that Gersa, at least in the Yad HaChazaka, and maybe he had a different Gersa switching from the Parish Mishnayos. But a third point we could just say is the way we presented it yesterday. Even though the halach is like what? Even though the halach is like Beisil, that you can divorce her if she churns the chulin, but don't be quick to act on that. You're a hated guy, the Gemara says in the back. When this man cries, the Gemara says in other days. So don't act on it. It's a hated person. And maybe that's, the Mechaber quotes this exactly this Rambam halacha, Lamaisa, in Siman Wat. If you look it up in Siman Kuf Yud Tes, in Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, that's exactly what he says. You can only divorce her when what? When you find the Tvar Yerba. And then he says, well, don't be quick to do it. What do you mean don't be quick to do it? So what he means to say is don't be quick to do it if you're going to divorce her for another reason, but if it's because of Znos, then divorce her right away. So it's like a confluence of both reasons. You follow me? Tosus there, actually it's pointed out in Shulchan Aruch, then maybe the Mechaber and the Rambam had a year so that Beisil was the one who said Tvar Yerba. Okay? But you have to say it's not solely Yerba, because then he says don't speed yourself to do it. What do you mean don't speed yourself to do it? Supposed to be you're divorcing her in the second part of the Rambam for other reasons. And he's saying, be calm about it, because you're a hated guy if it's your first wife. So that's what I wanted to point out. Lechemishna says here, Betharish, that he paskins like Beisil. Lechemishna says he paskins like Beisil. It's a little bit strange to say like that, because he says the Lashon of Beishamai in the beginning. That's all I'm just pointing out. So it's a little bit of a quandary what the Rambam exactly precisely passes like. But the bottom line is, he seems to be going like Beisil, but don't act on it. Don't try to do it. Okay. And that's why I gave you the Tosfos Beferish. Because the Mishnah Lamelech, the part that I gave you, presents the following. Mishnah Lamelech presents, is there an Isser D'Oraisa to divorce a wife for no reason? Stop. To divorce a wife for no reason isn't usur. So the Mishnah Melech points out a bunch of Gedolei Achronim that say it's absolutely not usur at all. Okay? He quotes the Maharam Sason, Maharas Sason, he quotes a Pnei Yoshua. He says these are all recommendations of Beishamai Beisil. She ruined the Chulin, Lamaisa, or you find someone else more beautiful, she ruined the Chulin. But the bottom line is, if you have no reason at all, you wake up one morning and want to divorce her, there's no problem. There's no problem at all. You've done nothing wrong. There's not an isser at all. Lo, you are not over any isser. And the Mishnah Melech writes that that's dead wrong. And he proves from many, many Rishonim, one of them being who, that I gave you to look at and say here, we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba, excellent, that he says that what? The Rashba writes that there's only a reason to divorce a woman if there's a real reason. Like Snus. The Rashba echoed yesterday, quoted Beishamai's reason. So what you see, says the Mishnah Melech from many Gedolei Achronim, that there's an Isser D'Oraisa to divorce a wife for no reason at all. And that's what the Mishnah Melech holds very, very strongly, okay, against these Gedolei Achronim. That's what I wanted you to see. It's my Mishnah D'Oraisa. What that Isser D'Oraisa might be, maybe that Paskim Alacha. You're a hated person. And therefore, that makes it like an Isser D'Oraisa. Even though it's a Paskim Navi and Dibbe Kabbalah, but we treat it like it's a Din D'Oraisa. Okay? And that leads us to the following. He gives a beautiful proof to this. Tosos and Sadiyam and Aleph, Dirmaska Mawa Halan. The first Tos I mentioned was the bottom Tosos. Tos Mawa Halan, quote to Yushalmi. What's Yushalmi's Kasha? Mawa Halan, take a look at that. Sadiyam and Aleph, the Tosos. Mawa Halan, the Imbrum, who live Yushalmi Porach, the Mayitzer of Kro, the Yuchal Baila, Shashokal, the Shuv Lekacha, Tapebed of Lavach, Yasalach, Soy Toso, Kim Shishay. There is Yushalmi. Shalmi then get and asks, if you hold like Beishamai, who says Tvar Yirvi, and the only way you can divorce her wife is she's Mezana, if a woman is Mezana her, what does she become called? A what? Sota. Sota Vana. Suffix Sota is going to know if she's Mezana, right? If the only way you can divorce her, she's Mezana, she becomes a Sota. So why on earth does the Torah have a specific answer, Maksur Rushasa? There is a halacha in the Torah, that a man divorces his wife, he's not allowed to remarry her if she marries another man. If you're a Kohen, once he divorces her, he's finished. He can never remarry her. But you throw a lady that divorced her wife, God forbid, if they remarry another man, you cannot take her back. If the second husband would die or divorce her, you cannot take her back. In fact, there's a machlekes b'shamai b'sil and yivamos and yivalo from Beis, whether that applies to Erison. If she had Erison with the second guy, even if they didn't have beer, they didn't have Nisun yet. Does that create the Isser Machshu Rishos? Okay? So my flake is Tanoim Yibomit Yirah from the Biz. So Yushalmi asks a great kasha. If the guy divorced her because it's no slight Beishamai, she's deemed as a Sophic Sota, as a Sota Vadai, so why does it turn into Isser Machshu Rishos? You couldn't return her anyway. Even if she did want to get remarried, you couldn't take her back to marry her. You follow me? That's what I want everyone to figure out. That's what Tosis is asking. Why do you need an Isser Machshu Rishos? She's usher anyway based on Sophic Sota. The Sota body. Isaac, you follow me? That's Yushalmi's kasha. You got it? Clear? Nachamol. Yushalmi asked, why do you need an Isser Machshu Rishos? If you hold like Beishama, then the only way you can divorce her is because there's a Dvar Snus, she's already deemed usher to him. If a married woman is married to a man and she's Masonic, he can't live with her anymore. He's got to divorce her. She loses her super. So why do you have to miss her if Master Shosh? You follow me? That's Yushalmi's kasha. One sec. Oh. So what's Yushalmi's terrors? Yushalmi says that you're over Shnei Lavin. Okay? You're over Shnei Lavin. Now, you can fix this up by saying, many of the Achronim fix it up and say it's only one Lav. What's the Lav? The lava of Sota. Maksha Grushasa is only an Isser Esse from the Nitmo. Okay? So many fix it up and say there's only one lava. Okay? That's what the Rashba in fact says. Lav the Esse. He says, Beferish, Lav the Esse. You're over the lava of Sota, living with the Sota, because she's even though she's your wife, she was Mazana. You're over the Esse of what? Maksha Grushasa. So you have to fix it a little bit. Should be staying live and live after. They fix it here on the back. The ghost of Tzion and fixes. Okay? You got it? That's Yushalmi's answer. In a Hanan, you're over to Yisuv. One sec, yes. So therefore, what's a teretz? Teretz is over to lie. So the Mishnah Melech proves, please get this, that there's an issa d'oraisa to divorce your wife for no reason. Why? Because he says, why do you show me have to give this teretz? Yushalmi could have just said what? What could Yushalmi have said? Yushalmi could have said that he divorced her not because she was Mazana, but for Stam, he divorced her. And therefore there's no, she's not a Sota, and therefore there's a separate issue called Machshav Gushasa. Must be, since the Yushalmi did not give that answer, it's an indicator that what? That it's an issue d'oraisa for a man to divorce his wife for no reason. And that's exactly what the Rashba says. The Rashba says Yushalmi doesn't want to talk about make the plusik talk about a kisser. A guy's over an isser. There's an isser. That's exactly why Yushalmi did not give that answer. You follow me? Yushalmi did not give this answer because why? Yushalmi could have just said simply the guy divorced her not because she was Mazana. So she's not a Sota. And then there's an isser Machshav Gushasa. The answer is no. The Torah never would talk about a case where you did an isser. And the issue would be divorcing her if it's not snus. Because we're holding like Beit Shammai, like we're saying, or you're become a hated person if you want to go like the children, burning the children. So the Mishnah now brings a riot to his shita, okay, that is an issue to arise against the Gedolei Achron. We got it? Josh, you got it? That's the love this year in this theory. That's what the Mishnah now says. Now, Rabbi Kiveger asks on this, the Gilyon HaShas that I wanted you to see. What does Rabbi Kiveger ask? Rabbi Kiveger asks, he says, I don't understand. We have a famous klal in Shas of eight Isser Chal Isser. One Isser cannot be Chal on another Isser. Eight Isser Chal Al Isser. The first Isser is she's a Sotah. The second Isser is Machshav Gushasa. How does Isser Machshav Gushasa superimposed on the Isser of what? Sotah. Yushalmi gives an answer, love or love in an essay. How do you have that construct? You follow me, Alex? The second Isser can't be chal on the first Isser. The second Isser matches with Yushalmi. It's a great caution. Oh, so what does Rabbi Kiveger answer? He says, I'll give you a case where there are eight Zomimim on the what? There are eight Zomimim on what? On the 82 Mim. Meaning, two Adam came in and said she was designed with another man. Two other Adam said, Emmanuel, you were with us in Los Angeles. You couldn't have testified in New York at a certain time. At that time, you saw her being designed. So since there are Adam's omen on his nuts, they're canceled, and therefore she's no longer a Sota. She's only what? Machshav Gushasa. So we've dug up a case where it's only Machshav Gushasa. And that what? And that Sota. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. Okay? Very interesting answer. Okay, you could tell me that what? It's a little bit difficult, but that's what the Torah was describing. Torah was talking about a case with her Adam Zomim on the 82. Therefore, she turns out not to be a Sota, she turns out only to be Machshav Gushasa. Okay? Oh, now I just want to point out, very quickly, are there any exceptions to the rule of a Isser Chal Isser? Just want to get that very quickly. There is. What's something that's called the Isser what? Mosif. What's an Isser Mosif? Quick example of an Isser Mosif. Let's say a woman is an Eish Yisish, married woman. She's us and every man in the world except the husband, right? Let's say she becomes a Nidin. What's the din in such a case? If a guy lived with her, another guy, not her husband, he's over two Isser. Why? Because why? Because Isser Mosif always speaks to who? The Gavras. Always speak to additional people. So the husband was what? Was not over an Isser Eishes. This is his wife. But now she became a Nidin. You follow me? So since the husband what? Since the husband has the Isser of Nidin, so all the other people in the world also will get the Isser of Nidin as well. You follow me? Because the Isser of what? The Isser of Eishes Eish doesn't get off the ground. Let's say a guy was designed with a married woman, and she was a Nidin. He was over to Isser. Well, I was over to Isser. First thing she sees, and then the Nida was on top of it. No! The Isser Nida gets through the back door because it's chal on the husband. Husband doesn't have an Isser Ishish, but he had an Isser Nida. So since he got an Isser Nida, he also gets what? He also gets also the Isser of what? He also gets the Isser of Ishish as well. He's chal of both. You follow me? There's the husband who was not over an Isser Ishish because it's his wife. But he's already Shemitah. So since Lemaisa, other people in the world, Lemaisa, and in Isra Ashish, so why does the other guy that's Mazadik get the Ishranita? Because at least one other guy in the world, meaning the man, the husband, got an Ishranita, so through the back door we get it. You follow me? That's called an Ishramosa. Another example of the exception to these rules are Ishrakolo. What's an Ishrakolo? Let's eat Nevela and Yom Kippur. What are you chayiv? You're chayiv on Yom Kippur and Nevela. Why? It's usher to eat anything on Yom Kippur. That's exactly the answer. Ishrakolo, Ishramosa is on Gavra, and Ishrakolo is on the Chesed. Meaning to say that since other foods become usher and Yom Kippur, even kosher foods, so also to the back door. Since we usher kosher foods, we'll also get usher nevela too as well. And therefore you're kind of two things. Okay? And a third exception to the rule is Babas Achas. Babas Achas, let's say on Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, you're Machal Yom Kippur and Shabbos. You're kind of two chattos. Because it happens at the same time. Amos Shechalimus, there's a general cloud with these three exceptions. Rabbi Kiva was bothered by how do you have Machshav Shoso on the Isser Sotah? She's already Sotah. The answer is Adam Solomon on the Sotah, you remove the Sotah. Okay, this is the first mile we wanted to say. We got it? Yeah, first Shoso, go ahead, real quick. So we've got a lot to see. Yeah.
Is she still girl? Like the other girl?
Which case?
Adam
Zolman comes, she's not an Erva, she's only an Isra Maksha Kushoso. She's no longer a Sota, because the Adam Zolman got rid of the tumor. They got rid of the 82, which made her a Sota.
Then why did she get remarried?
She can, but she did Maksha Kushoso. But he can't remarry her, because she married another guy. She was a woman that was Mazana, supposedly. He divorced her, turned out Adam Zolman on that. So that scratched that, but she married another guy. So the only reason why he can't retake her, because of Maksha Kushoso.
I don't understand how the case happened then.
Yes. Adam Zolman came later, let's say.
But what happened? How did she not die? So,
there was no Asra. Let's say there was no Asra.
So there was no Asra meaning
that. Yeah, they didn't kill her. There was no Asra. Right, and she lost her ksuba. That is correct. Now with Adam Zolman, she'll get her ksuba back. She can get paid for her ksuba. Okay. Master Shasso applies to anyone. Any man divorces a woman. There's an Isser Master Shasso. The whole kasha was the how could it be chal on an Isser Erva? That's the question. How could it be chal on a Sota? She's already ushered it. That was the kasha. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
I'm not divorcing for like a little bit of make a pose. If you get married, you find out something you can know.
That's a different topic. Maybe we'll get to this year bucket that you should pose.
Okay? How does that compare to the...
In other words, you're saying the whole divorce shouldn't be chal. Because only divorce because of that reason. Okay. No, you're asking on this. How could the gator shouldn't be chal? Maybe it was done out of on wrong intention, right? We assume that's a good question.
If they it's time. But they get divorced, so that included in what Beit Shammai is saying, it's aggregated.
No, this was done by accident, let's say. I'm just taking your point further and saying, well, maybe the whole garrison should be chal. Right? But we're assuming it's chal. It's a good point. Okay. Yeah, we gotta go weiter, okay? Here, Aaron, and then Mark, right? Go ahead, Aaron, real quick.
Back on the question.
Yeah?
Even there's something else that you can't give the kid to divorce her.
Is a chiv to do kinui.
Yeah, so
because there's an issue that derives to the divorcer. You can't just jump to the divorcer. No, kinui is that he warned, like we said yesterday, he warns her not to have yich with Mr. X. Hasra is from the Aiden. It's a different concept. Kinui is from the husband. Okay? A sota vada is when she was mazana with Aiden. Suffix sota is kinui and steer, but we don't know if he was mazana. Yes, she can marry someone else. That's for sure. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
So
that's what it's not.
You're getting rid of. That's what.
Right.
So how does it go?
No. So we fixed it as being one lav and one essay. If there were no Adam Zolman that came. Now, the Mark's making a good point. Right. What's the point? He say according to what Rabbi Kivayer says, you really shouldn't be over a lav. Right. But it meant theoretically, if the Adam Zolman would not have come, right? The Adam Zolman would not have come, then already you would have been over one, a lav and an essay. But you're right. Turns out if they didn't come, there would be no lav. It's a good point. That it all is a theory if there would have been no Eden Zone. Okay? Could be. Maybe. Maybe that's a difficulty on it. Could be. Well, the Kilian Shah said that Rabbi Kiveger. Quoted from Rabbi Kiveger. Quoted the Rashbo. Certainly you. But, okay. Yeah, yes, really. Then we got to go by. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I understand that if we say that he's only allowed a divorce if it proves that she was a divorce, and then we say that the proof was wrong, how is it a divorce? I don't understand.
No. In other words, he has to divorce her if he found Matzera's daughter. Doesn't necessarily even have to be through aided. If you find over here, but he has to, you have to divorce her. You think, you know, let's say not through aided.
You have to prove it.
Well, maybe you should have to, but let's say you know yourself. So why is that difficult? Okay, so let's say you do. So why is that difficult?
You go through the proof, but the only proof that you have is aged men, and these aged men are proven to be.
But you already divorced her. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying why is the divorce already?
So that's what I'm saying. You could have asked it from Seth. So for some reason, we assume, I don't know, he was upset with my wife, so maybe she turned out not to be Ms. Anna, but she was promiscuous. We assume for whatever reason the get will be found. Okay. He wasn't interested in her behavior. Okay, that's what we said to Seth. But somehow we're saying the get is chal. It's not going to be like a gerushin b'toros. Okay, we're not going to say the get. We're just going to assume the gerushin b'chal. And the reason being is because he didn't like her behavior. That's what you have to say. And let's assume Matzavira's daughter will be Aiden Brew. Like you said, you have to find Aiden. But it turns out to be that way, that no bias in the get still will be chal. It's a very good point. Okay, that's the first mileage that we wanted to get. And please get that law. Lachin. About this concept, that's why you always have to try to work to make sure that Chas V'Shalom there should be no get. Okay, let's go now to the second mouth. Let's see the Rashi now in the Mishnah. I got face. Back to the Rashi in the Mishnah. Okay. Rashi says, Sarich, Hashliach, Hamevil, Lomar, Chulei, the time of verse by Gemara, Lazotov, Hashliach, Zeabal, also Shliach, Lomalach. What type of Shliach is this? Okay, so let's get very clear that there are three types of shluchim in halacha. Okay, there's a shliach lahalacha who represents the husband. There's a shliach lakabbalah who represents the woman. The woman appoints the shliach lakabbalah, the recipient of the get. And then there is, I wonder if you've seen the Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchos Gerushin, where the Rambam machadesh a third category of shliach, is called a shliach lahavah. What is a shliach lahavah? Where the woman appoints a shliach. We're learning about that in the Kol in the sixth parak. Shliach lahavah means that the woman appoints a shliach, but the shliach should bring her the get. Normally a shliach lakabbalah, as soon as the shliach lakabbalah receives the get, she becomes divorced. A shliach lahavah means that the shliach will take the get, receive the get, and take it to the woman, and then she'll be divorced only when she gets it herself. Okay? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, in Perek Vav that I wanted you to see. Okay? Very important Rambam. So there are three types of shluchim that we have in Halacha. And there are details that we'll see throughout the year about the differences between the two. For example, a shliach lakabbalah, everyone agrees you need aided at the shliach lakabbalah's appointment. By a shliach lahalacha, it's a machlokes the Rambam Raivin. Rambam says you don't need aided at the appointment, the Raivin says you do. Okay? So the Rambam has this chiddush called a shliach lahavah in Perek Vav in Hilchos what? Hilchos Gerushin. It's not so well known. You ask most people, they'll tell you there's only two types of shluchim. It's not true. According to the Rambam, there are three. It's in Perek Vav halacha dalet. Shliach lahavah. Zeo nikra shliach lahavah. Okay. Now, regarding us now, Rashi is mechadesh that b'fonenechtav is only required by a shliach lahalach. This is what Rashi writes very clearly. A shliach lahalach. Okay? He writes this, a shliach lahalach. The Ran on Beizim and Aftatap Erid, you have those others, I have the old ones. On Beizim and Aftatap Erid, the Ran writes that Rashi is coming to exclude a shliach lakabbalah. Please get it. A shliach lakabbalah does not have to say b'fonenechtav, b'fonenechtav. Why not? Says the Ran. Because a shliach lakabbalah got the get in Chutzlarts, in Morocco, let's say, or Spain or Portugal, travels there to Israel, the shliach lakabbalah, There's no reason for them to say Mefanenechta, Mefanenechta, because she's already divorced. And therefore, Lamaisa, there is no concern that the husband is going to come and protest, because she's already divorced. Only by a shlich lo halacha, where the get has not yet been delivered to the woman, is there a concern that what there will be a protesting, because she's not been divorced yet. And therefore, since she has not been divorced yet, we're always afraid the husband might come and protest. This is what the Ran is the Chadish here, in the Diyuk in Rashi. Now, that's all well and good, but I could give you the following scenario. There is a halacha where a husband could give a get to a wife, and on condition it should only be chal in 30 days. So why shouldn't we be choshed in that case? Let's say the husband gave the shliach like a mala get, and it should only be chal in 30 days when the guy gets there to Israel. Why don't you require Mefanenechta in that case? We should require Mefanenechta in that case. Maybe the husband will protest because it hasn't been chal yet, right? Hasn't been chal, hasn't taken effect. The answer is that once you give it to the shliach lekabbalah, the maisa gerushin has been done. And we're not choshes the Baal is going to protest. Even though it has not been chal yet, but once the maisa gerushin has been done, there's something called the maisa gerushin and the chalos gerushin. The maisa gerushin is the action of delivering the get. The chalos is when it actually takes effect. So we are not choshes, once the maisa gerushin has been done, we're not choshes the husband's going to protest at all. Whereas by a shlich lo halacha, the maisa gerushin hasn't happened yet. It hasn't been delivered. And therefore we are choshish for the error of the Baal. The Ran adds on that in fact, if the husband would protest the get that the shlich lo kabbalah brought, we would have to be mekayim the get like any get that's brought in Eretz Yisrael. So once you get that nekuda, the Ran does add that if you had a shlich lo kabbalah come to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the get, and the husband did protest, in a chanami, you'll have to require a kiyum. Like any other get that's brought here, so you have to have a kiyum, which we'll discuss, but when we get to, then you should, what exactly kiyum starts, when we get to Rashi. We don't want to get to today. Okay? We got that? So that's what the Ran wants to be mechadish. So the Pnei Yoshua that I wanted you to see asks the following. Pnei Yoshua asks, the Ran is well understood according to Tosfos. There is a fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on base of this. We'll get to when we get to there. What are we talking about? Does the husband cause what? Is he just going to cause a rumor? Or is it a real taina that the get is possible? Tosfos learns it's always a lies. It's going to cause a rumor that the get's bad, but it's a rumor. It's not really a real stark concern. It's going to be mochi las. According to Rashi in Beis Midrash Rabbanan, it's a chashash gamur. According to Rashi, it's a chashash gamur. It's a real concern. So he says like this, according to the Ran, according to Tulsus, I understand the Ran quite well. That since we're cautious, the Baal's going to come and cause a rumor. So Lamaisa, it's only a rumor. A rumor's a rumor. We don't have to be paranoid. The Ran, I understand. Once the get's given by a shlich, given with the shlich kabbalah, we don't care about it. Forget about it. But with the Rashi, then it's a chashash gamur, a real chashash. Who cares whether it's a shlich kabbalah or a shlich kabbalah? What should be the difference? If you're really chashash, it's a real concern, then even by a shlich kabbalah, we should be chashash. You understand that? That's the Pnei Yoshua's kasha. Pnei Yoshua asks, Lefi what? I understand what the Ran says. The Ran with Tosfos, I understand. If it's only a loss, okay, by shlich kabbalah, it's already done the gerushin, don't be paranoid anymore. It's done. Because we're not worried about rumors, especially after it's done already. But, if it's a chashash gomer like Rashi, and we're working with Rashi here on the Mishnah, then you should be concerned. You should be concerned even by shlich kabbalah. So the Pnei Yoshua says like this. Please get it. Pnei Yoshua says that by a shlich kabbalah, you don't need to say b'fanenechtam, because the bottom line is she's already divorced. Where was she divorced? In Chutzlarts. They were not misakin mefanenechta mefanenechta to be ochre or gerushin that already took effect. That's the Pnei Yoshua's spark. The gerushin already took effect. The rabbanan not going to make a takana to undo a gerushin. And since the get was already gone, they are not going to make a takana to undo the gerushin. This is the Pnei Yoshua's chiddush in what? In this spark. And Lamaisa, it comes out, in the Dark Yedovin explains that Lafi Rashi, it also is a very big concern, Lamaisa. It is a very big concern, as we said, a chashash gomer. But when it comes to what? When it comes to the shlich l'kabal, we're not chashash. We're not chashash. We're not chashash to buy a shlich l'kabal. The Rashi writes in that day, it's a chashash gomer also. But it could very well be, we could say a different shot. By a chashash gomer, really chashash by shlich l'alacha, not by a shlich l'kabal. Even though it's a chashash amisi, we're only chashash when what? When the Baal will what? He's going to come by a shlich l'alacha. The shlich l'kabal, we're not chashash. We're not chashash b'chlal. Okay? So that's another chashash. That's the rule. Shlich l'kabal, we're not chashash. Even if it is a chashash gomer. There's a rule. You can't be completely paranoid. The gets given already, the gets given. The gets given already, the gets given. So there's a two shot that we want to suggest. But what I want to bring out is the following. Why aren't we chosesh on if you write the level that this get is forged? Why aren't we chosesh on if you write the level that this get is forged? Why not? Why are we chosesh? So Tosfos holds because Mishumi Kuna Akiva Derabana. By other staros, we are choshish. By other staros, we are choshish. By get, we are not. And the reason why we're not choshish is because why? It's because Mishumi Guna. We don't want to get stuck. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin, the Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Dalet, I gave it to you. Lo chutzav inish l'zayufe. A person doesn't have chutzpah to come and say it's forged. And that's on starim mamon, we're still choshish that what? Maybe a guy will have chutzpah. When it comes to Misurim, we're not choshish that a guy has enough chutzpah. That's what the Rambam writes. Okay, and if you write some level, every star is good. Every star is good. Eirim achasumim al ashtar, nasa kemishin nechon edusim b'beisim, the Gemara says it getting daf gimel mel. A star is automatically good on a derice level. We assume it's good. No one's going to have a chutzpah to what? To claim it's forged. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to dini lominis, we're our choshish a little bit more abundant, therefore we want to have the veracity of the star or the kind of star. By Surim, we assume that people aren't going to have enough chutzpah and cause problems, and we assume the get is good. Okay? So this brings us to the following point regarding the shlich l'olach and shlich l'kabol. The Maharam Shif writes the following, very unique chiddush. Maharam Shif writes the following chiddush. You know why a shlich l'olach has to say before the nechtov and not a shlich l'kabola? Because if it's a shlich l'kabola, the get's already been given. And therefore, it's done. The Chachamim only gave a special nemanis to a shliach. You follow me? A shlich l'olach, he hasn't delivered it yet. So he gave him a special nemanis that he could say before the nechtov, before the nechtov. Shlich l'kabola, the get's given already. So you're not called a shliach anymore. It's a very ingenious svara. You're no longer a shliach anymore because it gets a get already. And therefore, lemaisa, you're not believed. You already were divorced in chutz l'aretz. And therefore, a shliach alone is not believed. This is what the Chassam Sofer writes as well. Once the nesina is done, your shlichus is finished. You are no longer neva because you're no longer a shliach. A shliach alone, a shliach alone, like Kozman, once the representative of the woman gets the get, it's done. You no longer have the title of a shliach anymore. It's a very ingenious svara, writes the Maharam Shif. And therefore, the Maharam Shif explains that that is why the svara of Rashi Shlich L'Holacha, that the Kanuk Fanech was only for Shlich L'Holacha and not for Shlich L'Kabbalah. And he says it might depend, and this is where Shmuel Rozovsky writes, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Aponovich, he writes the Chassam Sofer, says like this, the following. It might be linked to the following machlokes between the Rivash and the Ramal. Please get it. What's the din if a shliach gives a get and does not say b'fanei nechtov? And then he dies. The husband dies. The shliach gave the get and did not say b'fanei nechtov and the husband died. Can he still say b'fanei nechtov or not? What do you say? What would you say in that case? Can he still say the funny nechtov in that case? What do you say? I say no. He's no longer a shliach. Once the husband dies, the shliach goes off in smoke. So how can he even say the funny nechtov, funny nechtov? I understand, but Lamaisa, he's about to give the get, Lamaisa, right? He's about to give the get, and he didn't say the funny nechtov, right? And the husband dies. You didn't say before nechtov, So in such a case, they only believe the shliach. Okay, they only believe the shliach. So that's the din in that case. Kvar bokla shlichuso. He could not say before that. You want to tell him to catch a good get already? Maybe. You're right. But I'm saying regarding the funenecha, is he believed? The answer is he's not. Because he's no longer a shliach. Because the husband died. Once the husband died, he's no longer a shliach. Oh, if you say like this, what would be the case in the following? If a shliach gives the get, and he did not say b'funenecha, what's the din? He has to take back the get from her and re-give it to her. And before he re-gives it to her, he says, b'funenecha. What do you see from there? That gets rid of the first machine. This is what the Tosfos Rid says. Tosfos Rid says, if a shliach gives the get without saying b'funenecha, the halach is that you have to retake the get back, say b'funenecha, and give it again. That's what the Tosfos Rid says, and that's what the Shita of the Rivash is. The Shita of the Ramah is no. Shita of the Ramah is you could just say b'funenecha in front of the Eidim Asira, as long as the Eidim Asira are there. So it's a machlokes the Rivash and the Tosfos Rid. If a shliach gives a get without saying b'funenecha, does he have to retake it back from her, then say it, then give it? Or no, is it enough to say b'funenecha afterwards? That might depend on this machlokes. Meaning, to what degree must you be called a shliach to say b'funenecha? Meaning, once the get's given, is that it? If the husband dies, you're no longer a shliach, you can't say b'funenecha. And therefore what? I would have to what? He has to stand on his head and retake it back from her. If the husband, in the case where the husband didn't die, in order to be called a shliach, in order to say b'funenecha. Or do you say no? That we're not so mocked, as long as what, if you gave it a second later, you could still what, say b'funenecha. I'm saying this whole discussion, please get this, is very much linked to what we're describing with the Marav Shif, as to the svara that comes from Rashi, that b'funenecha was only said by a shliach l'holacha and not a kabbalah. It goes well with the Rivash. It goes well with the Tosfos Rid. Because once it gets given, you're no longer a what? A shliach anymore. And therefore you cannot be believed. In the same vein that a shliach kabbalah, the job's done already. How can you retain the title of a shliach? The Yadramah argues. The Rabbi Yadramah will say, no, you still retain the title a few seconds after it's given to say b'funenecha. This is a very beautiful chiddush to the Marav Shif, and it speaks to the heart and core of this special takana that we began the Masechta with of b'funenecha. That was only said to someone who's a shliach and a shliach l'olacha, because the get has not been given. A shliach l'kabbalah, by definition, the get's been given. And therefore what? You cannot say b'funenecha. Okay? We described as far as either the get was given, or either one, l'maisa, you're no longer a one, you're no longer a shliach, and we discussed the whole mahalach. Okay, that's the second mahalach. Let's go to the third mahalach now. Please, let's get it. Shat b'medinas hayan. I want to get this, okay? What did Rashi say on the Mishnah? Rashi said, all the foot lords call me this yam except for Bava. Take a look at that Bava Menachem. Okay? What did the Gemara say of Bava Menachem? It says like this, Itmar. Take a look by the two dots on Bava Menachem. Itmar. Bava, Rav Amar Keretz Yisrael, the Gittin, Shmuel Amar Kuchutz Lords. Rav holds that Bava's like Keretz Yisrael for Gittin. You don't have to say, everything is Lishma. There's no need to sit in front of the neck. The Shmuel says, no, it's like foot parts. Lame the Bahakam of Fliki. The Mar Serval Vishayim Bikim Lishma, Bani Kibiri. Rab holds the reason why he sit in front of the neck is what? To ascertain that the Lishma is written in the get, and Bubba they know the halachas. So Rab holds Lishma. The Mar Serval Shmuel Vishayim Adim and Tsuyim Lakam. You need Adim to verify the veracity of the signatures, that they're not forged. Bani Namin Lashrichi. There's no Adim around in Bubba, so you need the front of the neck. Bittisbro, Harab is leader Rava. I already spilled the beans. Right, the Gemara presents in my place, Rav and Rava, and the Gemara says, in Dalai Lama, Rav holds like Rava. Oh, Bittisbro, Harab is leader Rava, Elo de Kuliyama, Bina le Kaimo. Everyone holds what? You need Kiyu. Kiyu means to verify. Verify the signatures. Rav Savar Kim Dikin Sifta Mishas Chidas Yeshivas. They go back and forth. Shmuel Savar Misifta, the Gersaila Treaty. Shmuel says, no worry, everyone's busy learning. They don't recognize signatures. So you need to say the funny neck, the funny neck. Hit Barnami Amarava Amarav Huna. Hit Barnami Amarava Amarav Huna. Sinu Atzmenu Bebubble Keretzola Gitin Nichi Asa Rav Lebubble. Rav was the first generation of Amarav travel from Yeretzrol to Bubble. He says, we made ourselves like bubble, like Yeretzrol for Gitin from the time Rav got the bubble. Oh. What comes out from Rashi now? What did Rashi say in the beginning of the sermon? All Eretz Yisrael, all the Nisam is Baal what? All, everything is been Nisam except Baal. Baal was like Eretz Yisrael. Whose sheep does that like? That statement of Rashi. Who's that statement like? Rav or Shmuel? What do you say? Rav! You're a good set. Right? Rav's the one who said Baal was like Eretz Yisrael. Forget it. Shmuel did it. Right? Whatever this is about place, Rav or Shmuel, and you see what do we pass for like? Rav. Whatever there's a Machlech Rav Shmuel did a moment, this would be Paschalite? Shmuel. The Rosh says in Baba Kama, why? Because Rav is a bigger bucket than Shmuel in Yisurim. Shmuel was a bigger bucket than Rav in the Yimomus. Not that Shmuel didn't know a lot in Yisurim. We should know like Shmuel in Yisurim. And not that Rav didn't know a lot in the Yimomus. But that's the Psalm. So Rashi makes a statement that seems to say that what? Goes like who? Rav. Oh. Why is that difficult? Why do you think that's difficult? The Sefer Arza de Beirav asks, beautiful Kasha, when did we make ourselves bubble like Eretz Yisrael? From the time that Rav got the bubble, Mashma earlier, what? Not that way. That means only from the times that Rav got the bubble is bubble like Eretz Yisrael. When was the Mishnah written? Before Rav got the bubble. Rashi's coming to that Mishnah. That's a great kasha, though. I mean, before Rav got the bubble, the Mishnah existed before Rav went to bubble. So Rashi's whole sheet is only a leave it to Rav. And the only time they make bubble like here is from the time that Rav got there. But the Mishnah was before Rav. Right? Rav was like 300 C. The Mishnah was completed in the end of 300 C. I'm going to run right after 300 C. Right? I'm going to 300, 400 C. That's a 100, 200 C. So it's a great question. Great question. Oh, so the answer is as follows. The Arza de Beirav in the Chetcher Shlomo says, there's a Gemara later on Bogomit base. According to Rav Avyesar, the Medina and Medina in Bogomit is a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Medina, there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meaning you go from, I don't know, northern bubble to southern bubble. Or eastern bubble to western bubble. Then there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, you mean the funny neck, But, everyone agrees, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you do not need to say the funny neck. That didn't exist even before Rav went to Bavel. Meaning the whole Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is Medina and Medina in Bavel. That's what Rav Yassar says. But from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, what's it then? Everyone agrees, Lamais, even before the time that Rav got there, that Eretz Yisrael, Bubble was like Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rav's commenting on. That's what Rashi's commenting on the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush. And the fact is, Tosfos there, said, why don't you do that Tosfos there? I want you to see that Tosfos. Bubble it out. Take a look. This is exactly what the Tosfos basically is saying there. The third Tosfos. Go ahead, the Bubble. Oh, they're arguing Medina, Medina, and Bubble. Go ahead. Right, within those Medina and Bubble, you don't need. Go ahead. Even though they're always learning, so they don't recognize any signatures. Go ahead. Yeah, even in any part of Futzlarts, Lamaisa, if it's also Medina, we assume everyone knows each other's signatures. Go ahead. Yeah, we're not talking about Bubble Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. And we're going like Rav Yosser. Rashi's going for Rav Yosser. Rav Yosser holds from Bubble Eretz Yisrael, no one has to say. And that's even before Rav got the bubble. So that answers the pshat of what? The third Mahalach we want to say, the pshat, the Medina Sayyam. Okay? We got it? Yeah, real quick, Seth. Go ahead.
Why is it such a big problem that Rashi's commenting on the Mishnah, mentioning both of that pre-Rosh era? Because Rashi's post-Rosh era, so why can't he...
No, Rashi's commenting on the Mishnah. What the Mishnah held.
So Rashi's commenting on the Mishnah after the fact that he knows it now, that after 39 of Rosh...
No, but historically, the Mishnah existed before Rosh.
Right.
So you have to comment on what before Rob got there.
That would be a problem. The fact that he's saying that now, like,
well,
he's after the
Almighty,
that's okay.
No. But Rashi's a Rishon commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah existed before Rob. You can't say that bubbles like Eretz Yisrael from the time the Rob got the bubble. He's counting the Mishnah. Mishnah existed before Rob.
And it was like bubble.
What'd you say?
After the time of the Almighty, it was like bubble.
Yeah, but we're commenting on the Mishnah, though. Mishnah. On the Mishnah. It's on the Mishnah itself. All right. So that's the third mile. Let's go right there now. Fourth mile is now. Let's go. Let's continue now. Rashi's on the Mishnah. Okay? Look inside. Okay? Rashi and the Mishnah says, Rekim v'cheger, Targum shol ben kadesh, ben barei, v'atakimim ben rekim v'cheger. Rashi's tetzayim. Feeling the Kvarludim, Shima Chutzlar, Lalud, Shi Smukhla, the Merit Stroll, the Gomar before Sputai. Coming over in the forest, the Gomar by Mosley, at Tanakama Duration, right? I think Yossi asked me that, what? Coming in the Tanakama are the same sheet. What's he adding? By Molik Merit Stroll, the Munisiam, the Agmonim, the Far, the Gomar before Shirachas, Shayubashle Agmonim, there was a city that had two sides, East Berlin, West Berlin, let's say, Machpin and Zelze, Shalyub and Agmonim, Zum, and Kasma, and that's the way it was. No one went in from East Berlin to West Berlin. The Buto and Rekum of Mizrach. It's not a good example because obviously that was what? Ir Achas was what? The two Egmonim. Okay, it was two Egmonim, the Hulim Egmonim Ammonim. It was in East Berlin, West Berlin, is not a good example, not Eretz Yisrael, but theory. Oh, Rebuto and Rekum of Mizrach, the Rekum at Sofa Olam, the Mizrach of the Medina Sayyam, the Rekum Atzim and Yidonis, the Mizrach Olam, below Keretz Yisrael. Now maybe me Rekum Sarach Lomar Fanech, Fanech, Vachin Kulam, Rekum and Mizrach of Shulam Yisrael, the Chutzalom. Period. Ashkelon, the drama of Akhlet Smona. Avamar of Shurzo, Ain Sarah Kvulia, it doesn't need a border. Shayam Hagadol Kvulia, the Chesiv, the Midbar Lamadal, Kvulayam, Hayalachem, Hayam Hagadol Vigoy. Fine. Very good. Next Rashi now. Im Yeshalav Orin, Shabab Ne'arish and Mazuyev. What's difficult with this Rashi? Someone tell me. Go ahead and continue. Excellent. It says Orin, it's plural. Rashi says the Baal protests. What's the pshat? So if you look in other Gersos, Savyat Minkin, in the Munich, there's a big sefer of Mesbech called Tiktuke Sofer. It's a collection of all the Gersos that we have. It's very, very interesting, fascinating. The truth is, in the Tiktuke Sofer, Savyat Minkin, you know what it has in the Mishnah? Imei Shalach Irur. So I want you to get that down. There's another Gers in the Mishnah that says Irur, not Orin. That's number one. Number two, the Tosas Yontif says exactly what Yitzi's point is. Why does it say Orin? He explains the following. Who else would protest about this? The Lekuchos. What happens when a woman gets divorced? She collects her ksuba. Who does she get the ksuba from? Well, if the husband doesn't have any geld, maybe he sold property during their marriage. There was a lien, a shibud on those fields. She's going to collect from the lekuchos, the buyers of the fields from the husband. And therefore, the lekuchos will come and claim it's forged to defend the fact they don't want their field taken away. So the Tosas Yontif says it's not only the husband, but it says lekuchos as well. So please get that. And therefore, you understand why it says Orin. Maybe Rashi, I don't know what. I don't know why Rashi, Lamaisa, you can't say Rashi had the gears to Orir, because he says he means to have Orin in the Dibra Maskel. Okay. Next Rashi. Iskayim b'chosomov. V'me'idu ha'edim al-chasim es-yedeyim. If the edim sign, testify in their own signatures, o edim acherim yakiru chasim osom kosher. Or other edim recognize the signatures kosher. V'me'in alav orim istoma kosher. Tavikim lishma. The edim itzuim l'kayim. Tamid l'kayimo. Teretz Yisrael. They know lishma. And their edim always around. Kamin l'kamad batidinim kvuyim. Batidinim are what? Are established. So I heard from one of my rebbeim, the great Goldberg, it's a Goldberg, the great guy. Rashi here presents two of three ways to do Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros are verifying that a shtar is veracity of it, that it's good, it's not forged. What are the two ways Rashi says? The Eidim come in and say, those are our signatures. Eidim Atzvam, right? Kiyum Shtaros. Number two is Eidim Acherim, recognize these signatures. And there's a third one, does anyone know? That, go ahead. Similar, yes. What does that mean, Mark, though? Yes, they have other stars in their cabinet that has similar signatures. That's called Hashvos Stars, comparison of stars. So Rav Yitzchak Goldberg asked us in Shir, why did Rashi mention the third? Why does he leave out the third category? So you wanted to say the following sheesh. There's a shita of the Shach that I want you to see in Chosh Mishma Simen Membov Sifkat and Tess. Because a shita in Rishon Karabino and Victor. Kiyum Shtaros is what? The Rabbanan or the Rasa? What did we say earlier in Shir? It's only what? The Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Victor has a stunning shita. He claims anytime there's a protesting of the Shtar, we assume that Kiyum Shtaros becomes Midya Rasa. Rabbeinu Avigdor. He says, if you have a guy that comes in and protests the veracity of the shtar, then you need Kiyum Shtaros to erase him. Yesh Irur, Zarich, Kiyum Shtaros, Midyaros. Okay? Interesting Kiddush. He writes this unbelievable Kiddush. That if there's error, you need Kiyum Shtaros with your eyes. Now, which type of Kiyum Shtaros do you need? The first two. One, either one. These two will be with your eyes. The third one is always the Rabbanan, no matter what. The third one is always a the Rabbanan, no matter what. Therefore, Rashi only mentioned the first two. Because even if there was error, Hashvar Shtaros would not do the job. Because Hashvar Shtaros is only of the quality of Kiyum Shtaros that works on a Rabbanan level. The first two are strong enough to work even on a D'oraisa level, and therefore Rashi only mentions you these two, because isn't Rashi talking about Im Yesh Alav Orim? The Mishnah is saying Im Yesh Alav Orim, Yiskayim B'chosoma. If there are protesters, then what type of Kiyum will you need? A Kiyum that is on the level of a D'oraisa. Therefore, which one does he say, Ali? Only the first two. Because the first two can supply and fulfill the mandate of Kiyum Shtaros D'oraisa. The third one cannot. And therefore, our Rebbe Yitzchak Goldberg Shlita, the great Gaon, wanted to say that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor, that the Shach quotes in Choshen Mishpat in Siman Mem Vav Sifkat and Tess. So I want you to get this. There are three general ways of Kiyum Shtaros, but the first two are much different than the third, because the first two can be derisive through a zero. Now, in general, if we Mekayim a Shtar without being what? Without any error, that's what the Rabbanan require. The Rabbanan we require a Kiyum Shtaros. If there's no error, there's no problems, you still want to do it in an insurance policy. But if there was a problem on it, then you require a Kiyum Shtaros with the Raisa. And the first two can supply that, the third not, therefore Rashi doesn't mention it. Because we're talking to Mishra Orin, there was Orin. Whether it's the Baal or the Lekukos, there was Orin. Okay? Now what was the nature of the protest here? What was the nature of the protest? What did they say? What do you say? So we haven't gotten to it in the Gemara, but well, we already kind of spilled the beans already. Rava says, why do we have one to find an ethnob? To verify the signatures are signatures. Why does Rava say we have to find an ethnob? To say that the get was written what? Lishma. What's the nature of the protest, if I ask you? What would you say? So it depends. According to Rava, please get this, it's what? Forgery. That the signatures were forged. According to Rabbah, what's the nature of the protest? The Meiri writes like this. And the Chassam Sofer says the Tosef is mashma like this as well. You know what's the nature of the protest? What would you say? That it wasn't written what? Lishma. Just that it's important to know. I need to find the word error. According to Rabbah, it's that the signatures are forged. According to Rabbah, it wasn't written Lishma.
I have an error, another error also.
What do you mean?
Even if you say that, you're afraid of that they're not cheating, you still have the claim to say that the star wasn't, but it's still faith. It's still good error.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, all I'm just saying is that, according to Rava, though, the whole notion of a financial credit was the Shema. So I'm saying if they're Orin, it speaks to that point that I could claim that it was written Shalom Lishma. You're right. But if you assume the Havli and the Rava doesn't hold like Rava, they're mutually exclusive. You're thinking Rava is later off. But let's say they're mutually exclusive, the whole Havli, the first three block, hold that Rava and Rava are. So Lomaisa, each one you got to plug in what the year it was. Okay? All right, very good. All right, so we finished the Mahalat. That's the fourth Mahalat. Let's go to the fifth Mahalat, because we've got to get to Chumash very soon. I don't know if we have a chance to do the Tutosin, but I wanted to just mention, very quickly, America, our Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Goldberg, going to mention that. The Rambam opens up Hilchos Gerushin with 10 ingredients and components for a get. Okay? So I want to make sure that we get this, very, very important, okay? Number one, let's get this, okay? Number one, you need one son of Baal. No husband can ever be one forced to divorce his wife. If he's a bad guy and he needs to be motivated to divorce her, we kofino so I mean literally means beat up, but okay, we never would try to do that. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah says in Eric, you need him to say the word Motzani. He needs to say the word Motzani. And the Rambam is an amazing shot in Pirat Beis in Moskereshim. He says that every yid is a pitiful yid in him. He wants to do the right thing. He's acting like a terrible guy. The right thing is you should give the get. And when he says the word Rotsani, it's coming out of him that he wants to do the right thing. Okay? You need Rotsan of the husband. Number one. Number two. Okay? In the Rambam. In Moskereshim. It must be done v'ksah. The divorce is not with words. Please get this. Whereas non-Jews, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim. Do they have a concept of a get? No. Do they have a concept of divorce? Yes. They stop living together. The guy can just say to her, you know what? I don't want to be married to you anymore. And move out. Where's the get? There's no get needed. That's only for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, you need b'ksav. I want you to get that addendum, but we're adding on to each point. Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says for Ben Noach, no problem. They just stop living together. Can you make a statement? In fact, the Ksava Kabbalah writes, that's what Avram Avinu did to Sarah. He was afraid that what, Paro would live with her, right? What did he say to her? Imri na achosiat. By saying that, he's going to say that your brother and sister, right? He was divorcing her. That's what the Ksava Kabbalah says, because they were in the status of Benoah at that time. It's a beautiful lumpus. You following? Imri na achosiat was a lashon of Gerish. That's number two. Number three in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you need the inyan of the ksav to divorce her and to remove her. Okay? She had inyan ksav shegirsha v'yisira mikinyono. V'yisira mikinyono. Meaning that it severs. It severs. Maser kini. He no longer has any auspices over her. Normally, mashikone ishikone bailo, whatever a woman acquires, the husband gets? No. Again, it severs that. That's number three. Number four, there can be no strings attached. Dover akoris beino leveino. Can't make a tenayo that she stays with him. Beino leveino. It's got a complete severance. Complete break. Five, it must be written lishma. For a specific man and woman, cannot be a generic get in the cabinet of the sofa that they just whip out. Same name, two men's name, no way. It's got to be written specifically for the man and woman. Six, there can be no separation between the ksiv and the sinan. Ksiv, I'm just going to write it like this, ksiva, then the sinan. You write down, no separation. You can't write the get at a leaf of a tree and then cut it off and then give it. You can't have conceits in the middle. Neither Ksiva nor Messina. There cannot be an act in the middle. Number seven, the Rambam writes, he must give it to her. Very important. I'm going to write it like this. Kli kite me'akabe'akarkas puzzle. Gemara later on, and I sign him out. Let's say he says to her, pick up the get off the ground. Is that a kosher get? No. He has to give it to her. Kriki teich ne'au gabe akark is puzzle. There's got to be a formal machine. Gemara and I sign him. Number eight. He must give it in front of Aiden. We pass him like Rebbe Lozer. Aiden Masira, of course. Number nine. He must give it to Torah's Gershon. That is a gift or a deposit. I want you to hold on to the get. It's a deposit. It's got to be given to Torah's Gershon. The Torah's Nosan, the Torah's Gershon. Can't give it as a deposit. And lastly, number 10, he must give it or his shliach must give it. Okay? These are the 10 dinim d'oraisa. These are not the rabbanan. Number 10 is the baal or a shliach. But it can't be someone else that does it without a command. These are the 10 ingredients for the rights of a get. Now I want to stress to you the following, then we'll go to Chumash. We didn't have a chance to start because Sunday, this is when we have Shir, Monday we're off. Okay, so everyone's encouraged Monday to come to Shir Klali and Brof. Read Shlita, Sunday we have Shir, and try to make it in. Sundays are very important as well, I always say, especially in America, during baseball season, football is special. We should make sure to learn every Sunday start until 1. Okay? I know you want to relax, play ball a little bit afterwards, but we should make sure every Sunday that we try to come, the attendance should be just as strong as any days of the week. Okay. I just want to note the following. In about the year 1000, there was a cherub of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom was one of the great Rishonim. He made a cherub. He made three cherubim. One is that a man can't marry multiple wives. Two is you can't open someone's mail. And three is you can't divorce one's wife against her will. Midyaraisa, a husband can divorce his wife against her will. Okay? Midyaraisa. But, as we said today and yesterday, it's usur. In fact, according to Mishmach, it's isidiraisa. I don't want you to confuse the two. If a guy would divorce a woman against her will, it would be chad. Kodim. But he was still over in Issidurais. I mean, Issidurais doesn't block the validity of the get. You follow me? Don't confuse the two. You follow me? Don't confuse the two. You're still over in Issidurais. But the validity of the get is still chal. Once Rabbeinu Gershom made his chal, how long did that last? 500 years. 500 years. The Rama writes, we still observe it mitamninik even after the 500-year period. Okay? So even though we're 2008, we still apply the bid. Okay. This is very germane in the following case. One of the rules that we require is that a woman has to be cognizant of getting her get. What happens if she's mentally unstable or she's ill? And she doesn't know what's going on. She's unconscious. So we've always talked about a guna from the woman's perspective. Very terrible situation. What happens if a man is married and the woman is mentally insane? She's been institutionalized. She won't even realize she's been given a get. What are you doing that case? It's kind of like an guna for the husband. So there's something called the following. Rabbi Gershom, when he made his cherem, which means an excommunication, he put a clause in there. Called the Heter Meir Rabbanim. And if you get 100 Rabbanim from 3 different provinces, from Eretz Israel, from America, from Europe, they can release the cherem that Rabbeinu Gershom said that a husband cannot be married to multiple wives. And therefore, he would be able to marry a new woman, even though he still remained married to the first one. Now, we set up a get. In the event the woman gets better, we set up financially she'll be taken care of. There's no doubt that we take care of the first woman. But there is such a thing that I want you to be able to realize. After man of the mata, the harem will be married to multiple wives. There was a clause made on that harem. Divorcing one's wife against the will, there's no exception. Not allowed to do that, his mother said. That's for a bit of time scare, and that applies even nowadays. It's committing, and we observe it all the time. Okay. Alright, we'll continue now on, let's go to Chumash, okay? Let's go to Chumash, and we'll continue with the Taisusim on Sunday. Okay. In the Parsha, we have the Pasuk of Re'eh. And really the Torah lays it on a line here. The Torah really lays it on a line and says, we want you to do mitzvahs, you'll get brachas. If not, not. Re'eh anochi nosein lifnechem hayom bracha v'klol. And then the Torah goes ahead and says, hayom. And the Torah repeats what the bracha is, and then what the klol is. Doesn't say re'eh shirnosin lifnechem hayom bracha, and tells what the bracha is, and then the klol, and tells what the klol is. It's a bracha v'klol. It repeats what the bracha is, and then the klol. It's a little bit difficult. What does that mean? So normally in midos, we always should be extremists, the Rambam says. Every midah, we should try to look for the golden median. When it comes to kas and gaiva, we should go to an extreme to get rid of kas from our personality, anger, and gaiva. But we really should try to be in the middle. However, the Sforno writes regarding choices in life, there is no middle. You either choose the pathway of bracha, or God forbid, klal. And you really should choose, obviously, bracha. That's what Rav Moshe writes, I don't. Every day we have that choice. And he says, if you're successful one day, don't rest on your laurels. Every day is a new day. If you fail one day, tomorrow's a new day. You could do tshuva. And the truth of the matter is sometimes we don't even know for ourselves what a bracha or what a klala is. A person's given millions of dollars and he uses it in the wrong way. At first glance, it looked like a bracha. It turned out to be the worst klal in the world. Man becomes very poor, but he becomes more serious in life, more of a ben Torah, more of a Baal Midos. And apparently it looked like a klal, it turned out to be the greatest bracha. I remember a chef explained to us that the Rav used to daven many, many tefillahs when he was still in Europe, that he didn't want to come to America. No one knew what America was like. He wanted to stay in Europe by the Gdolim. And sometimes we don't know what's good for us. If he would have stayed in Europe, he would have been killed by the Nazis. So, many times we don't realize what a bracha, what a klal it is. But one of the things we have to incorporate in our tefillahs is that Hashem should give us what is good for us. Not that we should be 100% completely sure of what we think is good for us or what we think is bad for us. That's what the break is, hayom and the bracha of the klola. It repeats bracha such and such and klola such and such. But one of the requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should be given a havanah. We want to be mispalted what is good for us. And Hashem wants to hear our tefillahs. Hashem did not want to bring rain till he created Adam. Rashi quotes that fantastic message. He wants us to daven to him. Why can't he create rain? Because he wants someone to daven for it. Right? It's like Reb Itzlo Borker, the great Hasidic Rebbe. The punishment of the Nachash. Why was that a punishment? He's got parnasa. He's got the dirt. He doesn't have to work at all. That's the worst punishment in the world. It's like a father giving the son the credit card and says, take the credit card, I want to see your face again. No relationship. That's what Hashem said to the Nachash. He doesn't want us to feel it. You'll have all your parnasa in the world, that's it. You want to seek out to have the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to daven for that. And the kasha is asked by the Patek Rav, the great Gaon. We have a famous line in the Gemara, Schar Pahai Alma Lekin. There's no schar in this world for mitzvahs, only in the next world. There's an Isser though. If you're an employee, you have to be paid on time. You have to be paid on time. If Hashem rewards the next world, it's not on time. He's over a lot of scars here. No? How can you say there's no scar in this world? Right, Yosef? We get scarred in the next world. We should be paid right now! The Gemara is a klal above Metziah that if you're hired through a shliach, there's no Isra of Alana scars here. Where do we hear the Aseres HaDibros? The last eight were from who? Ayyadei Moshe Rabbeinu. The first two were what? The first two were from Hashem himself. No shliach. There's a line in the Gemara, I'll give you the exact marker, that we eat in this world. Masha Yisrael Ochlin Ba'olam Hazeh Ein Ochlin on the Schus Amunah. We eat in this world with the Schus of Amunah B'tochon of Hashem. Why? Because Amunah B'tochon we heard from Hashem himself. That's what it says, Re'ei Anochi. What does Anochi mean? The Baal Turim says a reference to Anochi at the Seres HaDibros. Because the first two we heard from Hashem, we get scarred in this world from Hashem for Amunah B'tochon. All the rewards we get in this world flow from Amunah B'tochon that we had in Hashem. And therefore, any reward we get in this world is from our Amunah B'tochon in Hashem. And that's our critical statement. Critical. That we have to have Amunah B'tochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we think seems difficult to us might be end up being good for us. There's a famous statement the Gemara writes in the Brachos that's quoted Shomar, Kol Man Da'amar Rachmano L'Tavru Da'ovid. Everything Hashem decrees is for the good. We have to have that Amunah B'tochon. We have to have mispalel that what happens to us should be good for us. That's what it means. Hayom, every day we should work. If we're successful today, the rest of our morals. If we fail, tomorrow we can be better. But also, Lamaisa, to mispalel what should be good for us. And that in fact, this concept of bracha is because we get anything in this world is from Amunah B'tochon. Really, the reward we should get is from the next world. That's true. But if anything we get in this world is a good thing, it's from our Amunah B'tochon. And we have to really work on Amunah B'tochon. That's why you strive to be a good person. The Sforza says there's no middle of the ground. You either bracha pathway or the call. That's no middle of the ground. You have to strive for the bracha pathway. If you strive for the bracha pathway, and you have Amunah B'tochon, then Hashem will give you a lot of bracha. Hashem will give you a lot of bracha and give you things that are good for you. And if at first glance you don't think they're good for you, they'll end up being good for you. You have to have the Amunah B'tochon to be patient, to see it out. And that's part of being a Balmid, is helping, being a Ben Torah, being a Masmid, and being a person that's a Balmid, is because you have this guiding vision of the Amunah B'tochon. Re'ei, see it. See it. Look into it. Don't look at it superficially. You have to have this Amunah B'tochon. Re'ei Anochi, Nasein Nefnechal, Anochi is at Seres HaDibros. All the schar we get in the world is not halana schar, it's not too late. Because he hired us through a shliach. He told us to get him through Moshe Rabbeinu, except for the first two. First two were Amunah B'tochon. That came from Hashem himself. He pays us in this world for that. So it's a very interesting cloud. All the schar for all mitzvahs is in the next world. But schar for Amunah is this one. That's why we choose the pathway of brachas. That's a tremendous, you begin Elul, you begin this man. We have to really work on that, Lomais. There's really no middle of the ground. We always have to be good people and be B'nai Torah. And that's what we strive to do. So Hashem should give us a lot of koyach and a lot of brachy, that we should pick the pathway of brachy and be matzliach in all our endeavors. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. We'll talk to you now.